Congress to Disability Inclusion. Table of Content. Section 1. Introduction. Part 1. Prohibition of Discrimination and Awareness Programs. Part 2. Accessibility of Physical Structures. Part 3. Road Transportation. Part 4. Seaports, Railways and Airport Transport. Part 5. Liberty, Right to Education, Health and First Consideration in Queues, Accommodation and Emergencies. Part 6. Opportunity for Employment and Participation in Politics and Public Life. Part 7. Establishment of the National Commission for Persons with Disabilities. Part 8. Appointment and duties of the Executive Secretary and other staff. Special facilities / reasonable accommodation. Section 2. The contents under Section 2 are: Understanding Disability. What is disability? Types of disability. Barriers to disability inclusion in the society. Ways to break barriers to disability inclusion. Right terminologies for addressing people with disabilities. Guidelines. About us. Discrimination against persons with disabilities Prohibition Act, enacted by the National Assembly in 2018. Simplified by Persons with Disabilities Community of Practice, COP, and supported by Voice, Learn, and Cognito. Summary. The Act is to provide for the full integration of persons with disabilities into the society, establish the National Commission for People with Disabilities, and vests in the Commission the responsibilities for their education, healthcare, social, economic, and civil rights, and for related matters. Introduction. The Nigeria Disability Act provides for the full integration of persons with disabilities into the society and establishes the National Commission for Persons with Disabilities and vests the Commission with the responsibilities for their education, healthcare, social, economic, civil rights, and for related matters. There shall be a transitory period of 5 years from the date of the commencement of this Act, in brackets January 2019 to January 2024, in which public buildings and structures, schools, roads, seaports, airport, health facilities and services, employment and political participation that are inaccessible and exclusive to persons with disabilities shall be modified to be accessible and inclusive and usable for all persons with disabilities. This is a simplified version of the Discrimination Against Persons with Disabilities Prohibition Act 2018 to make it easy for all to read, understand, and use it to seek justice when necessary. Part 1. Prohibition of Discrimination and Awareness Programs. The Discrimination Against Persons with Disabilities Prohibition Act 2018 protects people with disabilities from discrimination in any manner or circumstance. Anyone who discriminates against a person with a disability is committing an offense and can face a fine or imprisonment. Additionally, the person who was discriminated against can initiate a civil action against the offender, regardless of whether the offender was convicted or acquitted. The Federal Ministry of Information is responsible for creating measures that promote awareness and educate the public on the rights, respect, and dignity of individuals with disability. Penalty. A. For corporate bodies, a fine of 1,000,000 naira. And for an individual, a fine of 100,000 naira or 6 months imprisonment or both. Part 2. Accessibility of physical structures. All public buildings such as schools, hospitals, banks, government offices, and other public facilities must be built using the approved building codes to ensure access on an equal basis for all persons with disabilities and be equipped with the necessary accessibility facilities such as ramps, handrails, signposts, roadside walks, lifts, etc. Penalty. An officer who directs and approves a building plan that contravenes the building code commits an offense and is liable to pay a fine of 1,000,000 naira or face a term of 2 years imprisonment. Any individual or a corporate body who disobeys shall pay a fine of 5,000 naira or 10,000 naira respectively for damages for each day of default to the person with a disability affected, or face 6 months imprisonment, or will be charged for both. Part 3. Road transportation. The Act prohibits discrimination against persons with disabilities in the provision of goods, services, and facilities. Government transport service providers shall ensure that their vehicles, parks, and bus stops are accessible to persons with disabilities and shall provide and maintain accessibility aids for persons with disabilities. Suitable parking spaces shall be reserved and marked for persons with disabilities, and it makes it an offense to park in these spaces without proper identification or intentionally obstructing them. Penalty. Any person, organization of body, or corporate body in control of public parks who fails to reserve parking space for persons with disabilities on conviction is liable to a fine of 1,000 naira for each day of default. Any individual without disability who parks vehicles in the reserved parking space or who obstructs the reserved parking space on conviction is liable to a fine of 5,000 naira. Part 4. Seaports, railways, and airport transport. All boats and ships, including seaport facilities, vessels, and boarding stations, shall be made inclusive and accessible for use to people with disabilities. All railway and trains, including their facilities and train stations, shall be made accessible and inclusive for easy boarding and easy movement for people with disabilities. All airline operators shall make sure their aircrafts are wide enough for easy movement of people with disabilities when boarding. All airlines shall have an extra wheelchair for the use of people with disabilities when the need arises. All airlines shall have handlers to assist people with disabilities to sit safe and comfortably, making sure that they board first and disembark last, and any information at the airport must be made accessible and inclusive for people with disabilities. Part 5. Liberty, right to education, health, and first consideration in queues, accommodation, and emergencies. Nobody shall use persons with disabilities to beg on the street or displaying their disabilities to beg for alms. All people with disabilities shall have equal rights to accessible and inclusive education with all facilities. infrastructures, and learning materials available. They also have the right to free education up to secondary school level without being discriminated against. Braille, sign language interpreters, and other skills for communicating with persons with disabilities shall form part of the curriculum for all schools beginning from primary to university level for easy communication. Government shall make provision to make sure that persons with disabilities have access to health care without discrimination, and persons with mental disabilities are entitled to free medical services in all public health centers. Persons with disabilities shall obtain a certificate of disability from the Commission. A doctor who suspects disability at the cause of treatment of a person who was not a person with a disability before may, with the approval of the Commission, issue a temporary certificate of disability, which shall not last for more than 180 days, which, if the condition persists beyond that period, the Commission, upon the doctor's recommendation, may issue the person a certificate of disability. A person issued with a permanent certificate of disability is entitled to all rights and privileges under this Act. Penalty. Any person who employs, uses, involves, or parades a person with a disability in begging or with the intention of soliciting for alms has committed an offense and is liable for a fine of 100,000 naira. Or a 6 months term imprisonment. Any person who unlawfully issues or obtains a certificate of disability is liable upon conviction to a fine of 200,000 naira and imprisonment of a term of 1 year or both. All public hospitals are to make a provision for special communications such as sign language or Braille, etc., where a person with communication disability is being attended to in the hospital. In all situations of emergencies and the occurrences of natural disasters, the government shall take all necessary steps to ensure the safety and protection of persons with disabilities, taking into consideration their peculiar vulnerability. In queues, persons with disabilities shall be given first consideration and be attended to outside a queue without them queuing up. Penalty. Any person who disobeys this law shall be liable upon conviction to a fine of 50,000 naira or 6 months imprisonment or both. All persons with disabilities are to be given first consideration when accommodation is provided by schools, service providers, government, and organizations. Part 6. Opportunity for employment and participation in politics and public life. No person with a disability shall be denied employment on the basis of their disability. All employers, as much as possible, shall ensure that at least 5% of their employees are persons with disabilities. Penalty. Any person who contravenes the above has committed an offense and is liable to damages of a minimum of 250,000 payable to the affected person with a disability. Any organization or its officer found wanting shall pay a fine of 500,000 naira and 50,000 respectively, payable to the affected person with a disability. People with disabilities shall be encouraged to participate in political, electoral, administrative, and legal activities of their society effectively and fully. Part 7. Establishment of the National Commission for Persons with Disabilities. The National Commission for Persons with Disabilities is established by this Act, with its headquarters in Abuja. The Commission is a corporate body and can acquire and dispose of property. The Commission's Governing Council is appointed by the President and is responsible for managing the Commission's affairs, including establishing inclusive schools, vocational and rehabilitation centers, receiving complaints of rights violation, and enforcing compliance with building codes and any other accessible and inclusive service. Part 8. Appointment and duties of the Executive Secretary and other staff. This section outlines the appointment and duties of the Executive Secretary and other staff of the Commission, as well as the structure of the Commission itself. The Commission will have an Executive Secretary who must have the required qualifications and experience and be a person with a disability. The Executive Secretary will be responsible for the administration and implementation of policies for the Commission. The Commission will appoint employees as needed for efficient performance, either directly or from the public service of the Federation. The Commission will establish necessary departments, maintain a fund to manage its expenditures, maintain accounts and records, and submit an annual report to the Secretary to the Government of the Federation and the National Assembly. The Governing Council of the Commission is responsible for the day-to-day running of the Commission. Special facilities. Wheelchairs, clear flow, wheelchair passage, and turning space. Stair climbing wheelchair. Crutches, white canes, hearing aids, curb ramps and ordinary ramps, handrails, grab bars, elevators or lifts, wide entrance doors, parking space, accessible toilets, accessible routes including walkways, halls, windows, and aisles. Staying shopping stairs, sign language interpreters, braille and large print, accessible alarm systems, audible alarms, visual alarms, auxiliary alarms, etc. Section 2. Understanding disability. What is disability? Disability is defined as a physical, mental, intellectual, or sensory impairment or condition that makes it difficult for a person to do certain activities, in bracket, activity limitation, and interact with people around them, in bracket, participation restriction, in the society on an equal basis. However, it is important to know that disability can be visible or not visible. Types of disabilities. Types of disabilities and their definitions include, but are not limited to, 1. Physical disability. A physical disability is a substantial long and short-term limitation affecting a person's mobility, physical functioning, stamina, agility. It can limit the individual either temporarily or permanently for a wide range of reasons, such as genetic disorder, injury, or a specific condition. These limitations hinder the person from performing some basic daily tasks.
Dyscalculia. Dyscalculia refers to a specific neurodevelopmental learning disability characterized by below-age level arithmetic skills in children with otherwise adequate intellectual abilities, appropriate neurologic development, and schooling opportunities. Epilepsy. This is a chronic non-communicable disorder of the brain that affects people of all ages. Low vision, stroke, visually impaired, and blind. Blind is a term used to describe those who have a complete lack of sight or light perception, while low vision or visual impairment is a functional term to describe those whose visual function interferes with the ability to perform their activities of daily living, such as reading, driving, etc., and to see objects in a class range. Deaf or hard of hearing. The term deaf is used for people with profound hearing loss, and the term hard of hearing indicates moderate loss to severe hearing loss. People who are hard of hearing usually communicate through spoken language and can benefit from hearing aids, cochlear implants, and other assistive devices, as well as captioning. Albinism. Albinism is a rare genetic condition caused by mutations of certain genes that affect the amount of melanin your body produces. Melanin controls the pigmentation or color of your skin, eyes, and hair. People with albinism have extremely pale skin, eyes, and hair. Learning disability. These are a group of neurodevelopmental impairments that can significantly hamper a person's ability to learn new things. As a result, a person may have trouble with tasks such as speaking, reading, writing, paying attention, understanding information, remembering things, performing mathematical calculations, or coordinating movements. Psychosocial disability, in brackets, PSD. This refers to the social consequences of disability and the way that your life is impacted upon due to mental illness. People affected by PSD may find it challenging to set goals and make plans, engage in education, training, and employment, and other social and cultural activities. Dysphasia, also known as developmental coordination disorder, is a condition affecting physical coordination. It causes a child to perform less than expected in daily activities for their age and appear more clumsy. Deaf blindness. This is a combination of sight and hearing loss that affects a person's ability to communicate, access information, and get around. It is also sometimes called dual sensory loss or multi-sensory impairment. Dyslexia. This is a specific learning disability that is neurobiological in origin. It is characterized by difficulties with accurate and or fluent word recognition and by poor spelling and decoding abilities. Down syndrome. Down syndrome, also known as trisomy 21, is a genetic disorder caused by the presence of all or a portion of a third chromosome, 21. Patients typically present with a mild to moderate intellectual disability, growth retardation, and Characteristic facial features. Bipolar. People with bipolar disorder experience alternating depressive episodes with periods of manic symptoms. During a depressive episode, the person experiences a depressed mood, in brackets, feeling sad, irritable, empty, or a loss of pleasure or interest in activities for most of the day or nearly every day. Dwarfism, also known as person of short stature and little person, are commonly used to refer to a person with a medical condition called dwarfism. Dwarfism is generally defined as an adult height that is below 4 feet 10 inches, in brackets 147 centimeters. And the average height among individuals with dwarfism is about 4 feet, in brackets 122 centimeters. Cerebral palsy, CP. CP is a group of disorders that affect a person's ability to move and maintain balance and posture. CP is the most common motor disability in childhood. Cerebral means having to do with the brain. Palsy means weakness or problems with using muscles. Attention deficit or hyperactivity disorder, also known as ADHD. The National Institute of Mental Health defines ADHD as a mental condition that is marked by an ongoing pattern of inattention and or hyperactivity impulsivity that interferes with functioning or development. Intellectual and developmental disability. This is defined as significant limitations in cognitive and adaptive functioning. The severity is classified as mild, moderate, severe, and profound based on various measures of functioning and clinical judgment. Autistic spectrum disorder, ASD. This is a neurodevelopmental disorder characterized by deficits in social communication and the presence of restricted interests and repetitive behaviors. Muscular dystrophy, MD. This incorporates an assortment of hereditary disorders that lead to progressive generalized disease of the muscle prompted by inadequate or missing glycoproteins in the muscle cell plasma membrane. Traumatic brain injury, TBI. This is a non-degenerative, non-congenital insult to the brain from an external mechanical force, possibly leading to permanent or temporary impairment of cognitive, physical, and psychosocial functions, with an associated diminished or altered state of consciousness. Barriers to disability inclusion in society. According to Collins Dictionary, barriers are those obstacles that are in a person's environment and institution that prevents movement, access, functioning, and separates or hinders one from achieving a particular purpose. Types of barriers. Physical or environmental barrier. This is a barrier that hinders people with disabilities from actively participating in the community. This ranges from inaccessibility to social and economic infrastructures and facilities, such as schools, hospitals, water pumps, transport, roads, shopping centers, walkways, and inadequacies in assistive technologies, in brackets, adaptive, assistive, and rehabilitative devices. Communication barriers.
This is lack of proper communication systems, such as inaccessible written and spoken information and lack of sign language interpreters, etc. Institutional or policy barriers. This is lack of policy or lack of full implementation of the disability law that enables the coordination of effective inclusion and mainstreaming of disability issues and programs at most organizations, institutions, communities, and at the national levels, including policies at workplaces for people with disabilities. Attitudinal or social barriers. This speaks to the negative attitude of non-disabled persons in the society, which manifests in the various forms of discriminations, segregations, degradation, abuse, etc., as well as negative stereotyping of people with a disability, social stigma, and other forms of overt discrimination. People with disabilities often report that attitudes are the most disabling barriers of all due to cultural and religious beliefs. Ways to break barriers that hinder disability inclusion. Number one, develop, review, and implement policies using a disability lens to view potential barriers and develop or make programs that are more inclusive. Number two, be innovative and create infrastructural designs with good facilities that are accessible and inclusive. Number three, abstain from assumptions and beliefs concerning the abilities and strengths of people with disabilities. Number four, promote positive attitudes towards people with disabilities. Number five, support and promote initiatives that champion the rights of people with disabilities. Number six, respect the rights of people with disabilities because disability rights are human rights. Number seven, include people with disabilities in policy development and decisions because there is nothing about us without us. Number eight, make sure programs and learning materials are accessible and inclusive. Number nine, there should be proper, effective, inclusive, and accessible communication channels such as sign language interpreters, large prints, braille, signage, text-to-speech technology systems. Number 10, acknowledge that people with disabilities are humans first before their disabilities. Now let's look at the right terminologies for addressing people with disabilities. Appropriate. A person with a disability. All people or persons with disabilities. Inappropriate. The handicapped, crippled, invalid, retarded, people living with disabilities, victims, unfortunate, deformed, lame, special people. Appropriate. A person who uses a wheelchair or a wheelchair user. Inappropriate. Confined to a wheelchair, wheelchair bound. Appropriate. A person with a learning disability or children with special needs. Inappropriate. Imbecile. Mentally defective. Retarded. Below average. Brain damaged. Appropriate. A person who is blind, visually impaired, or a person with low vision. Inappropriate, invalid. Appropriate, a person who is deaf, hard of hearing. Inappropriate, deaf and dumb, mute, invalid. A person with albinism, appropriate. Inappropriate, albino, oibo pepe. Affine. Appropriate. Dwarfism. A person with a little stature. Inappropriate. Dwarf. Midget.
Appropriate. A person with psychosocial disability. Inappropriate. Mentally unstable. Mad. Insane. Crazy. Hypersensitive. Psycho. Nuts. Colomental. Appropriate. A person with cerebral palsy. Children with special need. Inappropriate. CP victim. Spastic. Appropriate. A person with autism or children with special needs. Inappropriate. Mentally defective. Oh, slow. Appropriate. A person with Down syndrome or children with special needs. Inappropriate. Mentally defective. Slow. Retarded. Invalid. Appropriate. A person with physical disability or an amputee or a crutches user. Inappropriate. People living with disabilities. Victim. Deformed. Limb deformity. Physically challenged. Appropriate. A person without a disability or non-disabled person. Inappropriate. Normal person. Guidelines. Number 1. Use person first language and brackets. Always see the person first before their disabilities. Number 2. Focus on the person's ability, not inability. Number 3. Avoid terms that imply disease, sickness, abnormality, or a negative image. Number 4. Don't talk about persons with disabilities as though they are a group apart. Say disabled persons or persons with disabilities. Don't use words that make disabled people seem frail or dependent, like victim of cripple, suffering from, invalid. The word invalid should also be avoided, as it can be understood as the person is not valid. Do not say able-bodied, because it implies that people with disabilities lack able bodies or the ability to use their bodies well. Instead, use non-disabled. Does not have a disability or not living with a disability. Don't say afflicted with, stricken with, suffers from, or victim of. These terms carry the assumption that a person with a disability is suffering an ailment, thereby reducing their quality of life. Not every person with a disability suffers, or is a victim, or is stricken. Conclusion. Persons with disabilities are a total part of any society, and they are entitled to all the fundamental human rights available to persons without disabilities, including the right to decent work, education, health, transportation, inclusive environment, religion and tradition, relationships, marriage, available programs, and decision-making, among others. Different disabilities are part and parcel of our society, and therefore, we should all care about disability inclusion and make efforts to remove all barriers that may exclude persons with disabilities from meaningful participation in the society, because their disability is all about everyone. It is everyone's business. Inclusion starts with me and you. About us. The Voice Persons with Disabilities Community of Practice, COP, is a community of passionate rights holders and actors in the disability community who have come together to pursue a common goal of mutual learning aimed at advocating and fostering inclusion and amplifying the voices of
the people with disabilities community positively. This COP activity comes under the linkage and learning component of the Voice Project in Nigeria, coordinated by Oxfam and facilitated by Cognito and Nine. Though each organization have their thematic areas of impact, as disability has a wide spectrum, the community is united in their quest for a more accessible and inclusive society.